With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Activists report that the death toll in the crackdown on 2 weeks of nationwide economic protest in Iran has spiked to over 530 people. The U.S.-based human rights activist news agency is reporting nearly 11,000 people have been detained as well. Of those killed, nearly 500 were protesters. The rest were Iranian security forces. And it warns that the toll will likely go up. More protests scheduled for today. President Trump says that Republicans have, quote, so many good nuggets to campaign on this year as they try and hold on to their razor-thin margin in the House. GOP strategist Aaron McGuire predicts that fewer than two dozen races will determine control of Congress.
You're definitely with redistricting efforts now that's going on around the country. We really don't know yet what the final number is going to look like for these swing toss-up seats, ones that maybe went for Kamala or went for Trump. But now with redistricting, the margins look different on the ability to win those. I think you are looking at less than 20 competitive, real, true races in the country.
She was a guest on the Salem Radio Network. Myanmar holding a second round of elections amidst a civil war today.
Myanmar resumed voting Sunday in the second round of its first general election in 5 years, expanding polling to additional townships, including some areas affected by the civil war between the military government and its armed opponents. Polling stations opened at 6 a.m. local time in 100 townships across the country. Many of those areas have seen clashes in recent months or remain under heightened security, underscoring the risks surrounding the vote. The election is being held in three phases due to armed conflicts. The first round took place on December 28th in 102 of the country's total 330 townships, followed by the second phase on Sunday. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A Ukrainian drone strike has sparked a fire at an oil depot in Russia's Volgograd region today. This is SRN News. The Trump administration faces a legal complaint from government employees over a new policy eliminating coverage for sex change operations in the federal health insurance program. The Human Rights Campaign, a leading LGBT advocacy group, has filed the complaint challenging the Office of Personnel Management's decision to stop covering those procedures. The complaint argues that it is sex-based discrimination and seeks to reverse the policy. The Trump administration has taken other steps to restrict sex change operations for transgender Americans, particularly children. Nations around the world are cracking down on social media platforms that allow kids to access pornography and sexual predators. Polish lawmakers are working on national digital safety legislation. The French prosecutor's office is widening an ongoing investigation of various platforms to include sexually explicit deepfakes. The Indian government has issued an ultimatum to X demanding it take down, quote, unlawful content. This is SRN News. Harsh environment, lack of key infrastructure, and difficult geology. All three of these factors have prevented anybody from building a mine in Greenland to extract the sought-after rare earth elements that many high-tech products require.
Those challenges won't go away, even if President Trump takes control of the Arctic island. Mr. Trump has made it a priority to break China's stranglehold on the global supply of rare earths. The president has invested hundreds of millions of dollars to do this. Now President Trump is again pitching that taking over Greenland could solve that problem.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart. Today is Sunday, January the 11th, and a number of notable people are celebrating a birthday today. They include Golf Hall of Famer Ben Crenshaw. Gentle Ben is 74 years old today. Olympic swimming gold medalist Tracy Calkins is 63. Singer Mary J. Blige has 55 candles on her cake. This is SRN News.